Welcome, great patriotic friends, to November 5th on Joe's Daily U.S. History Lesson. It is I, your host, Joseph DeCristoforo. One of the reasons why I do the show is for the men and women serving in the military. If you are serving or if you have ever served, thank you for your service. That said, because I love my country, I will also talk about the injustices of our government without getting into a big poli-sci debate. I assembled this podcast in a tool shed in my backyard in La Mesa, California, right next to America's finest city, San Diego. If you're looking to move to the area or if you have any questions about real estate, check out TeresaLovesRealEstate.com. Because as a full-service Encinitas and San Diego real estate professional, Teresa works with buyers, sellers, and investors in real estate transactions. So check it out, TeresaLovesRealEstate.com. And now let's begin the show as we customarily do with the Pledge of Allegiance. Let's everybody stand up, face the flags if we have one, put our right hands over our hearts, and begin. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. All right. So now on to today's headlines. Operation Steel Curtain begins. Plus, FDR is elected to an unprecedented third term, as well as other election historical news. Back to the Future's Marty McFly travels back and forward in time. The Fort Hood Massacre and Elvis Has Left the Building is announced by Al Devoren. All right, so now let's get started. 2005. Operation Steel Curtain. American Colonels Alford and Davis v. Al-Qaeda Insurgents. The results? U.S. tactical victory. It was an attempt to stop the flow of foreign insurgents spilling over to Iraq to join the insurgency. It was also the first large-scale deployment of the Iraqi army. 10 U.S. troops died compared to the 139 insurgents, plus 225 taken hostage. 60 civilians were killed, including 10 children. In election news, since it is after all that time of year, 1940. FDR is elected to an unprecedented third term. His distant cousin, Teddy Roosevelt, tried that but didn't get elected. Same with Ulysses Grant. But Delano did so by promising to keep the U.S. out of World War II, but again, this was 1940. Nazi Germany overtook France and war entry was inevitable. Several years later, the 22nd Amendment would be passed for keeping presidents from running for a third term. In other election news, 1872, getting back to Grant. Ulysses had an easy victory over liberal Republican Horace Greeley, who actually is the only presidential candidate to die before all the votes were counted on November 29th. In 1912, Arizona, Kansas, and Wisconsin vote for female suffrage. Also that very same day, Woodrow Wilson defeated progressive Teddy Roosevelt and Republican President Taft. 1968, Republican Richard Nixon beats Democrat Vice President Hubert Humphrey and George C. Wallace. Nixon won on a platform to restore law and order to American cities suffering from riots and crime at the time. It would also mark the end of the New Deal. 1974, Walter Washington became the first elected mayor of Washington, D.C. 1955, November 5th was the day that Marty McFly traveled back in time in the 1985 Spielberg movie Back to the Future. Great Scott! 2009, Fort Hood Massacre. On November 9th, 2009, Major Nadal Malik Hassa, an army psychiatrist, committed the deadliest attack at a U.S. military installation while shouting Allahu Akbar. President Barack Obama was under fire. Although he did give a heartfelt speech, he failed to mention the word Islamic terrorist attacks, and the Department of Defense would only call it an incident of workplace violence, whatever that means. CARE, or the Council of American Islamic Relations, condemned the shooting, asking Americans to treat it as an isolated incident of a deranged man. Yet, CARE, on Anwar al-Awlaki's website, he praised Assad, stating, and I quote, that fighting against the U.S. Army is an Islamic duty that cannot be disputed, unquote. So, which is it, CARE? He wrote a letter in 2014 to Abu Bakr Baghdadi, the head of an Islamic terrorist group in Syria, in which Assad requested to be a citizen of the Islamic State as a soldier of Allah. The fact that Assad was not brought up on terrorism charges remained to be very controversial to this day. And finally, in music news, 1971, announcer Al Devoran utters what would become the well-known phrase, "Elvis has left the building," at the end of the Minneapolis concert by The King. He was asked to make the announcement in an effort to quiet the fans who continued to call for an encore. Ironically, Devoran was killed in an automotive accident following a concert by an Elvis impersonator in August 2004. And finally, 1970, happy birthday Louis Freeze, a.k.a. Be Real, Cypress Hill. All right, so now that's going to wrap it up for November 5th on Joe's Daily U.S. History Lesson. Once again, I'm your host, Joseph DeCristoforo. Check out the website, joesdailyushistorylesson.com. Let me know what you thought about today's EP. For example, Operation Steel Curtain. Like I said, on this show, I cover the good, the bad, and the ugly. And I suppose if you want to have a big poli-sci debate on it, I have no problem with that. You can leave it up on the comment board. Let me know what you think. Because even if you don't like American foreign policies, you gotta admit, at least one great thing about America is that we have the right to at least talk about it. So let me know what you think. Use that right. Or what about that election news? Did I miss anything for November 5th? I know there's a lot more, but I can only cover so much. There's just not enough time to cover everything, so I try and cover only the interesting ones. Or did you ever see the movie Back to the Future? Did you see all three of them for that matter? What's your take on the Fort Hood massacre? Definitely let me know on the comment board. And be sure to check out tomorrow's episode. I'll talk about Teddy Roosevelt, plus the inventor of basketball, more election news with Abraham Lincoln, Jefferson Davis, Hoover, Ike, and Edward Kennedy, as well as tons and tons of sports historical news. Don't miss that. So thanks for listening, everyone, and thanks for being great patriotic Americans. We'll see you tomorrow.